Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a
hump day.
Hump day.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate
it. All right, you get it out.
What?
All right.
Did it crack?
A little bit.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. I'm in second puberty, you know what I mean?
My bad.
Good morning to you. How are you?
What's happening, man? I'm all good, Andy Bucker. Living for the weekend, as you know how I approach the week when it's Wednesday. I know it's all downhill from here.
All downhill from here.
And then they're going to let us out the studio on a non-Friday or Monday.
That's right.
So it's just going to be cool. Good to go to a bar as we will be at Twin Peaks at Kennesaw yesterday.
Get you ready for the college football playoff game.
Yeah, man. We're getting you ready for the college football playoff game tomorrow night, which I think is going to be a classic,
brother.
I think it's going to be a really good game between Ole Miss and Miami. And then, you know, NFL news never stops as another job is opened. Another coach is on the market, you know, and I'm assuming – no, not assuming. I know that he's vaulted to the top of the wish list for a lot of football teams.
Yeah. Two things happened simultaneously yesterday. The best coach in the cycle became available.
And the best job.
And the best job in the cycle became available at the same time.
That's crazy.
Which is really rare.
It's really rare, too, that happens, the best job and the best coach come available.
Why wouldn't they just stay together? It is what it is.
Yeah,
18 years is a long time. Sometimes you need a fresh start, I guess. Kicker missed a field goal, although it kind of sounds, if you read some of the reporting, that maybe that wasn't, like, they were going to move on anyway if they didn't win the Super Bowl because there was some disagreements in the power structure.
Do you think that right there, today, what happened yesterday, is kind of makes it a little bit easier for Pittsburgh to maybe do the same thing?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah, I do.
I do, too. I mean, that's a long time to be at one team, especially in today's NFL.
Yep.
And, you know, for John, it went down to a point where it's like the visions were different.
Yep.
The visions were different. Obviously, you hear reports of, you know, the organization wanting him to move on from certain coaches. He's like, no. And then, you know, because he was fired.
Yeah.
It wasn't a parting of the ways.
Well, they tried to phrase it that way, but he was fired.
Yeah. You know, and so now you move on, and I was like, you've been coaching this damn long. Don't you want to take a break? Wife and kids, hell, this kid's probably a little grown.
Probably,
and he probably just kissed his wife on the forehead now. So you never know, man. I mean, hell, probably just kiss his wife on the forehead. So I'm just thinking like, hell, let's take a break, man, or go do something. But no, obviously he wants to coach.
Yeah, I have an idea of what he could do.
What's that?
Be the Falcons coach.
I mean, that would be nice, but are we sure he wants to be that? Because Jim Harbaugh picks you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's the thing. John Harbaugh.
I'm sorry. Thank you. John, he picks you. Just like his brother did.
The reporting is that there are more than just teams that have vacancies that are interested in John Harbaugh.
Yeah, if you're a coach, that's shaky.
Yeah.
And if you're a GM, that's like hold over.
Uh-huh.
You're shaky because he's coming in.
That's right.
He wants his people.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's a lot of certain people that we know that he knows is with his brother out there in LA that he probably wanted to be his general manager. Does he want to answer to Matt Ryan? No, because we talk about the voice and the vision and stuff. The voice and the vision is his,
mm-hmm.
which it should be, in my opinion, anyways,
sure.
as a head coach.
Yeah, I mean, he's earned the right to have that be the way that it is.
Yeah, so he's
what it was in Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you think about where he came from. He's a special teams guy. Ozzie found, I won't say found, because he was in the market, I mean, on the roster, rise or whatever, as a coach who could be a head coach and everything like that. And, you know, it was Ozzie, and then you had the Casas there. So he's had that structure right there for all those years, and now he's in a position where he wants it his way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's not in Baltimore anymore,
right.
because he wanted it his way. And so he's going to come in and, you know, I know there are certain jobs, the Giants job, where they kept their GM. What if you don't want Joe Shane? Joe Shane could be in a position where, you know what, Stefanski wants me, though.
Oh.
Can I talk to the Marr family?
And
Well, you know, he's really not that good.
Now, if Liam Cohen can get the general manager fired in order to get hired, then John Harbaugh can get pretty much anybody moved around in order to get that job. And I think that there's going to be a team that's willing to do that. I do think that that's where – because obviously, as we sit here in Atlanta, in need of a head coach and in the process of – finding a head coach, finding a general manager, and finding the president of football operations. None of those have happened yet. You know, you kind of look at, all right, well, that guy is clearly the best one out there. Go get him. But it's like, well, you can't because you don't have anything in place yet. And from what you hear, it sounds like they want it to be a situation where everybody answers to the president of football operations.
Yes.
And if the president of football operations is Matt Ryan, who's never done it before,
right.
How are you going to sell John Harbaugh
Thank
on that?
You.
I don't think you can. I don't know. I don't either. I don't think you can.
It would be hard, but maybe you can. Matt is, he's very respected. Obviously, all those different things. But I don't see John Harbaugh answering to him. I don't.
John Harbaugh answered only to the owner.
He didn't answer to the GM.
Right.
He answered to Bisciotti.
Only to the owner.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I don't understand. I don't know how that's gonna all that's gonna materialize and work out. And is Arthur Blank like, hell, I'll take him. Matt, you could be the special advisor.
That's my thing. Nothing's in stone.
Nothing.
I feel like certain people coming available might allow you to change your course a little
bit. It should,
bit.
And it should.
Yeah, and if this guy is like, yeah, I would love to be your next head coach, but here's kind of how I would want it to be,
mm-hmm.
I would listen.
You're like, right.
I can't be so sure that my plan that hasn't even been instituted yet is the right one that I'm going to not have a conversation with John Harbaugh for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think it's interesting. I mean, obviously the Falcons will be one of the teams that talks to him, I would think.
I would think, right? So.
I mean, the search firm has to identify him as a candidate.
Yeah, I don't think they got to do that. I don't think they need to. I don't know what goes in their algorithm over there
at the search firm, but that guy's resume is pretty good.
I don't think they need to even do that, you know. But, I mean, he's a damn good ball coach. He's a guy. He's a culture builder. That's what he is. And I know, and he's adjusted his way of coaching, you know, because you look at when he first got here, it was all about the defense and Ray Lewis and those guys, and he went through the thing with Joe Flacco, then he brought along Lamar and all those different things. So he knows how to coach it. Special teams coaches are some of the best coaches because they got to coach everybody.
Yeah,
they got to coach everybody.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it?
And so, I mean, he has done all those different things, but I mean, there's a couple things. He's going to be in high demand. We understand that. He's going to be in high salary demand, mm-hmm. like his brother was, mm-hmm. and he's going to want it his way. And that's just the way it is. That's why I said if you're a coach like Mike McDaniels in Miami, who we understand Stephen Ross has a real great relationship with the Harbaughs, we understand that. Obviously, Tampa, which seems like it's some rumblings going on down there. Mm-hmm. And if you're a GM that, you know, might be shaky, yeah.
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 Both you guys might go.
Yeah.
Like, or at least in Miami, there is no GM.
Yeah.
So that makes it a little easier. Yeah. Then you just move out McDaniel, you hire Harbaugh, and then he gets to bring who he wants.
If I was them, that's what I would do. If I'm Stephen Ross, I'm giving him anything he wants. Yes, whatever he wants, I'm going to give it to him. All right. And I think Stephen Ross is going to do that. I think Stephen Ross is going to make it hard for another team to get Jim Harbaugh because he's going to give him complete control of everything.
Yeah, he's going to, exactly.
Yes.
You're going to have carte blanche to the franchise, which again, he should. Like, we're talking about the franchises that are going to have jobs open are the six that do and seven now, the Ravens, but obviously they're not going to hire him back.
Right.
And then another team that could potentially fire their guy to move him out. These are all franchises that are in desperate need of a culture change.
Yes.
That's why they have a coaching vacancy.
Yes.
Right? I mean, they're in a pretty bad spot. This isn't one of those ones like when the Falcons were in the market last time where there was pretty good situations that just needed the right guy.
Right.
Like, L.A. just needed the right coach. They had players. Mm-hmm. They had the quarterback.
Yes.
That's why Harbaugh was going to go there.
Right.
Even New England, which had kind of been stripped down to nothing, you knew it still could be there quickly because of what it had been so recently. It's a good ownership. And if you empower the coach and give the coach some money to spend in free agency, which they did, it's no surprise that a good coach like Vrabel could get it back running quickly.
Right.
There's anything like that right now.
No.
All these jobs that are open right now are franchises that haven't done anything in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. And they need that direction.
Yeah.
They need that direction. Now, they got players.
Including the Falcons.
Yeah. I mean, the Falcons got young players. They got players in certain places, but they don't have that direction that they need. And you get a guy like that, that is, you know, he's a made man in the NFL. And when you talk about John, he's a made man, and he's going to get what he wants. And that's just, I mean, that's just the way it is. If it sounds bad, a cutthroat or whatever, he's going to get what he wants. That's why whenever I saw it, as soon as he was fired, which I was surprised by, but I was like, oh, I don't think the Falcons don't get him if their plan is their plan.
Right.
That's just my opinion. I don't think they're going to get him if their plan is their plan.
I thought the same thing.
I just don't see him answering to anybody.
Right.
You know?
Which, again, like, you know, plans are good. You need to have them.
Yeah.
Maybe this one will work. But I would say.
And maybe they can just sell. Maybe they can just sell it to him. Like, this is going to, Mr. Blank, this is the structure that I want. I want this and that.
Who's selling to who what?
Maybe it's got to be Mr. Blank.
Selling it to Harbaugh.
Yeah, selling it to him. It's got to be him. You have Matt Ryan in a room maybe or dinner or something like that. and you try to work that out.
What if that's how it goes, right? Because Matt, we don't know exactly what's all going to happen, but I think there's a lot of things that are assumed,
right?
And then now the Harbaugh thing gets thrown into the mix. I think the assumption by all of us was that at some point over the next couple of days, Matt Ryan's going to be hired as the president of football operations.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Matt Ryan probably thinks that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What if this happens, and they're like, "I don't know that we can do that now. This is he wants it this way."
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's kind of the Deshaun Watson thing all over again.
Yeah.
They screw the Matt Ryan relationship up completely if he doesn't get this.
And what I'm saying,
and I'm not saying that that's why you need to do it.
No, like, I understand whatever. Exactly what you're saying. Like,
but if Matt Ryan doesn't become the president of football operations for any reason at this point, dude. Guy's going to be done with the Falcons.
You can't even put him in the car with Julio.
Nope.
Remember how they put Mike in the car with riding?
None of that.
You can't even put him in the car with Julio and ride him out there in Mercedes.
I was thinking
that man ain't going to tell you how to kiss his behind.
I was thinking yesterday about how like they're lining up the interviews for the president of football operations, and we all sort of think it's, you know, it's a dog and pony show because we know it's going to happen. Yeah. But what if it isn't? Like, what if Matt just sucks at the interview?
Yeah.
Like, he came in and he wasn't ready, you know, like he just thought, you know, because he was the guy who was going to get it. And they started asking him hard questions. And he was like, I didn't know we're really doing this. Is this serious? And then the other guy from San Francisco just nailed it.
Yeah.
And they were like, I don't know. He did better in the interview.
That does happen, though.
Not in this case.
But that does happen a lot of times, man. Yeah, you hear about it all the time. Like, damn. We didn't see that coming.
I was just thinking how funny it would be if that happened.
Oh,
like,
man.
If Matt Ryan just bombed the interview and they were like, yeah, man, we were going to hire you.
That dude is too sharp.
You weren't ready.
He's too sharp.
I know that.
Yeah, Matt is a sharp, he's a sharp brother, man. And
it's always a nice compliment.
But it is.
I've heard that said about Matt Ryan a lot over the last couple of days. He's a sharp guy.
He is.
It's just like I don't know. I feel like you kind of have to be a certain stature to deem someone else that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, you don't hear a lot of like young people calling somebody else sharp.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I like it. It's a good compliment.
Yeah.
And you are of the place of life where you can deem other people sharp.
Yeah, man.
I don't know that I can call people sharp.
I think you can.
I don't know.
I think you can.
Or bright. I've heard him called bright a lot. He's a bright guy.
I don't like the bright as
you like
as,
sharp better?
I like sharp better. Yeah, I don't like bright as an older man. It's like 40 plus, you know.
Okay, so like he's a bright kid.
Bright to me is bright kid.
Okay, and I think you know what? I think that's more what I was thinking.
Yeah, I look at it more
I like sharp too, but that's more what I was thinking. Yeah. There's a lot of people that have been calling Matt a bright guy, which is like what you do say about a young person.
Yeah, man, maybe it's the older people saying it to him.
Yeah.
But no, it'd be a wild scenario. It'd be a wild ass scenario if, because, and I'm not saying they want the structure. John could be like, you know what, I just want to coach.
Nah. John wants his power, and Matt's going to be the president of football operations, and that might be the thing that stands between the marriage. But maybe it doesn't.
Maybe John, because he's an older, established coach, maybe he looks at him. That's a bright mind.
He's a bright kid.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's what we have to hope for.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here on a hump day. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.